Going to Extremes by Maz Pebbles Sharp. Read by Maz Pebbles Sharp. This is an explicit fic. It's Mugshep, and it's got tags for BDSM, dominance and submission, subjohn, Dom Rodney, face fucking, inappropriate workplace behavior, consensual objectification, exhibitionism, multi-humiliation. Born without plot, first time, workplace sex, semi-public sex, pure smut, consensual but the jury's out on safe and sane, wall sex, anal sex, fluff and smut, idiots in love. Summary: Rodney catches Major Shepherd writing wormhole extreme fan fiction, and one thing leads to another. Rodney swept into John's office, talking 19 to the dozen before the doors even closed. We've got to stop sending scientists to planet MS-365. I am sick of mopping up after all the nonsensical, bizarre shit that happens there. The Miklings update their random cultural practices on an apparently daily basis and expect us just to keep up. He was in the middle of this rant when he noticed that the major was frantically clicking the close button on an open document and missing in his haste. At first, Rodney assumed this was just some confidential personnel report, but in the time it took John to finally close the document, he noticed that A, John looked decidedly shifty, and B, the document contained two unexpected words, Danning and cock. Rodney's quick brain instantly formed an unexpectedly delicious working hypothesis, and within a few more nanoseconds, he had a plan to test said hypothesis. He casually put his tablet down on John's desk while continuing his rant about a culture that appeared to be designed for maximum obstruction and annoyance. I agree we're not getting much out of the relationship, McKay, but by all accounts, if we cut them off, we lose access to half the galaxy, John said resignedly. That's just it. Isn't it? These people have so much power in this neck of the woods. I think they're being capricious and ridiculous just to remind us we have to put up with it. I'll talk to Elizabeth. Maybe she can at least negotiate some sort of pass from some of their weirder practices, John said. Rodney remembered when AR1 first made contact that he'd been drawn into a ritual that went on for 24 hours and involved the four of them putting together an intricate puzzle. Only the Miklings, a highly advanced and technical race, had some hidden way of disassembling the puzzle at random intervals, leaving their visitors increasingly exhausted and frustrated. It turned out in the end, the only way to complete the puzzle was by doing it naked, standing on one leg. Of course, it was. Rodney had developed the abiding conviction the Miklings were a culture of humiliation-based sadists, which, to be fair, so was he. But Rodney also had a much more refined and careful ethic of consent than the Miklings. Thanks. I know my scientists will appreciate it, he said. Okay, time for the cunning plan. So, I hear there's pizza in the mess tonight. Want to get down there early to make sure we don't miss it, Rodney said, knowing exactly where Shepherd's weakness lay. He was not as food motivated as Rodney, but the chance for proper junk food, such a rare event in their cut-off little outpost, would always hook the Major's admittedly limited homesickness. John grinned, and as ever, Rodney was defenseless against the sheer prettiness of the man when his face did things like that. Let's go, he said, and Rodney breathed a sigh of relief as John jumped up eagerly without locking his laptop screen, which Rodney was going to have words with him about later. They got away down the corridor when Rodney remembered his tablet was sitting on John's desk. John leaned casually against the wall, looking like seduction itself, when Rodney slipped back into the office. As soon as he was inside, he lunged for John's laptop, quickly opening the most recent document. On your knees, Levant said, his voice rough and sexy. Danning slipped to his knees as easily as breathing. God, it was such a relief for someone else to be giving the orders. He hated to be the man in charge. Oh my God, John was writing wormhole extreme fan fiction. The man was basically shipping his superior officer, which Rodney was hardly going to condemn, given the fact that he'd been shipping them for a while now too, although his own motivation was a certain amount of spite towards Daniel Jackson, alongside the simple fact that the WX fandom was hilarious and hot, and there was an astonishing amount of good quality WX smut on the Atlantis servers, which seemed to increase each time he went to look. Levant ran his fingers through Danning's hair and then lightly gripped the colonel's short cut. With his other hand, he pulled out his thick, hard, delicious-looking cock. "Suck me," he ordered, and Danning shivered in anticipation. Nice and slow. Rodney could feel his own cock firming at the thought of John writing these words, and more than that, his heart was beginning to hope for something he'd so far dismissed as impossible. Just then, the door swished open. John stood open-mouthed, a million emotions playing across his face so fast Rodney couldn't pin them down. It was only then Rodney realized what he'd done. His curiosity had been so powerful it had overridden his usual ethics around consent. Damn, he'd invaded John's privacy. Even though he had an inkling there was a reason John was writing smut in his office with his door unlocked, and now he needed to handle things very carefully. "Peter can wait," Rodney said firmly and calmly. "Come in and lock the door." John silently did as he was told, looking like he was facing a firing squad, which wasn't the desired effect at all. "I shouldn't have invaded your privacy, and I apologize," Rodney said straightforwardly. "I'm happy to pretend I never saw this, but it seems we share a hobby." John relaxed a little at this, but there was still some nameless energy vibrating inside the man. Rodney wanted to find out all about it. He was already imagining taking the major apart carefully and thoroughly to see how he worked. "I'd like to continue reading, but I'm asking you, belatedly, sorry, for your consent." Something in John relaxed even more. And if Rodney was not mistaken, there was a certain submissiveness in his posture that had been previously hinted at and hoped for. He gave a smile that was deeply wicked and nodded. Rodney just raised one eyebrow at him expectantly. The submissiveness only increased. "Yes, Rodney, you can read the filthy smut I've been writing during work hours, Rodney," John said. And Rodney was very much looking forward to consensually wiping the impudent smile off the cocky major's face. He continued reading the hot, so fucking hot document and leaving John standing there in silence, quietly vibrating. It wasn't hard to see the way John had projected himself onto the kneeling Colonel Danning, which gave Rodney a considerable amount of hope. "What's your safe word?" he asked when he was done, keeping his voice firm and authoritative. Watching the relief and pleasure spread through John's entire being was breathtaking. "Albuquerque," he said with an even more mischievous grin. "On your knees," Rodney ordered, noting how well John responded to his dom voice. He turned practically liquid, pouring himself into the perfect submissive kneeling stance like he'd done it a thousand times. Promising, it seemed like the major wasn't new to this. Rodney took in John's body with hungry eyes, noting the significant bulge in the man's pants and the needy, hopeful look on his face. Rodney watched and waited as John's chest rose and fell and his tongue flicked over those sinful lips. Eventually, though, he became still, falling easily into synchronicity with Rodney's calm patience. God, this man was going to be a joy to dominate, and was clearly crying out for it. He stepped in close to John, so his own quite considerable bulge was up in John's face. John eyed it hungrily and then looked up at Rodney through his eyelashes, a somewhat coquettish behaviour that he really shouldn't have been able to pull off. And yet, there was so much desire and longing in John's eyes, it took Rodney's breath away. Rodney slid his fingers into John's soft hair, stroking his hand into the back of his neck, loving the way John melted under his touch, his eyes fluttering shut and his lips parting. "If you want a regular, committed, experienced dom to lavish you with attention and take you to pieces in ways you've never even thought of, I am wholeheartedly offering," Rodney said. "Please," John said, his voice surprisingly needy. "Wanted you to dom me from the moment we met." "Well, that's settled then," Rodney said, keeping his voice steady, despite some part of him running around screaming in joy and excitement, "because you are all the fantasies I never imagined would come true." John's face brightened as if this was news to him, which Rodney decided was ridiculous but adorable. I want to play with you right now, right here in your office, he said then. God, Rodney, John's body squirmed delightedly. You can do whatever you want with me. My limits are pretty extreme. The open sincerity of that remark struck Rodney hard. The major's opacity and stoicism was dissolving before his eyes. Oh, he was going to do all kinds of filthy, incredible things with John Shepherd in time. Right now, though, he planned to keep things simple. His hand tightened in John's hair because it was a reasonable assumption that John liked the things he'd written about. John made a gorgeous little noise of appreciation in his throat. Take me out and suck me, nice and slow, Rodney ordered. John moaned as if he was being touched somewhere intimate himself, as his fingers undid Rodney's pants and slid inside them. Rodney groaned as the man's long fingers wrapped around his already hard cock, his hands stroking it lovingly, his eyes wide and happy as he pulled it free of Rodney's underwear. The effect of John's touch was like nothing Rodney had ever experienced. He hadn't realized quite how much he wanted this man. Meanwhile, John's eyes had a look that Rodney had only seen on him in relation to puddle jumpers and finding himself in another galaxy. And the look was for him. John wrapped a hand around the base of Rodney's straining cock and directed it to his wet lips, slowly easing them over the head. His eyes softly closed as he focused on Rodney's taste. They both gave simultaneous blissed out hums. He couldn't have imagined John Shepherd would be like this, would never have found out either had he not read that story. John's tongue was doing oh so clever things to the head of Rodney's cock, and Rodney wasn't going to last despite his invitation for John to go slow. From the delicious noises John was making, it appeared the other man was as keyed up as he was. You sound like you could come just from sucking cock, Rodney said, amazed. John hummed enthusiastic, affirmative noises, creating a delicious vibration along Rodney's shaft. Then he pulled off just long enough to say, I could, from sucking your cock. Wow. Fuck. Wow. It took Rodney a moment to remember how to use words. Well, that would be sensationally hot, Rodney said, swallowing hard. You just go right ahead and do whatever feels good. John gave another appreciative moan, and Rodney realized he was already addicted to the man's gorgeous, slutty noises, an unexpected bonus from the usually taciturn major. Rodney had a suspicion that he might actually be a little in love here, but that could just be the overwhelming effect of John's incredible mouth on his cock. He'd harbored fantasies about that mouth for a long time now. John's hand stroked Rodney's shaft almost adoringly and then let go, looking up at Rodney. His cock held firm in John's mouth, John slipped his hands behind his back, gripping them together as if he was bound at Rodney's feet. He looked beautiful. Rodney could imagine delicious quantities of ropes and chains, cuffs and collars in their future. Wow, you're so deliciously submissive, Rodney said, petting John's hair and looking at him in wonder. Continuing to look up at Rodney, John travelled his lips down his shaft until Rodney's cock was pressing at the back of his mouth, and then he swallowed Rodney into that perfect, wet, tight heat of his throat like he'd done it a thousand times. Rodney had to take steadying breaths not to go off like a rocket. God, you're perfect, Rodney said breathlessly. John Shepherd, expert cocksucker, was not something I expected to find on your resume. John just chuckled, a delicious vibration around Rodney's cock. He pulled off, taking a little time to suck and flick his tongue over Rodney's cock head before once again deep-throating him, swallowing around him with yet more delicious moans. Rodney could tell John was as keyed up as he was, and it was incredible to witness just how desperately into sucking Rodney off the major was, and not at all afraid to show it, which was even more surprising. He tried tightening his fingers in John's hair experimentally, and John's loud approving groan was unambiguous. I don't usually fuck someone's face on the first date, Rodney said somewhat wistfully. John gave a little sigh of disappointment. Well, it's more of a guideline than a rule, Rodney said with a chuckle, tightening his grip on John's head and beginning to guide his movements. The effect on John was astonishing. He positively dissolved, becoming moaning, happy, pliant, and even more submissive in Rodney's hands. wholeheartedly abandoned to the pleasure of the freely given power exchange they were sharing. His trust in Rodney was humbling. The sight of his cock disappearing all the way into John's desperate, hungry mouth and the feel of John's hot throat around him was far and away the hottest thing Rodney had ever experienced. Rodney tried to be as gentlemanly as he was able, desperate as he was, holding John's head firmly, but not roughly, and fucking into his throat with measured strokes, leaving plenty of space for his sub to breathe. John serenely accepted this treatment, his trust absolute, his pleasure unambiguous. Before long, John was moaning desperately, clearly right on the edge, and Rodney could feel his own arousal beginning to spiral. "I'm so close," he said breathlessly. John moaned in encouragement as Rodney's fingers tightened in his hair and Rodney slid his cock back into John's throat, holding his face tight against his body. John's fluid hips were rocking as if he was fucking himself on an invisible cock, and his moans were becoming desperate. "God, yes, John, your noises are so hot. I want to see you come undone so much." Rodney's own hips moved gently but insistently against the face he was holding tight against him as John's throat swallowed hard around his cock. The major made a sound that could almost have been pain, and then he was trembling and writhing and moaning with complete abandon as he came, untouched. The sight of the supposedly repressed major, so wanton and debauched and lost to pleasure, was too much for Rodney, who found his own climax hitting almost painfully. His cock pulsed in John's throat amid some noisy moans of his own making. The sound the two of them were creating was delicious, and Rodney spared a moment to be thankful for how well soundproofed ancient rooms were. "You're perfect, so damn perfect," he said as he rocked inside John's throat, stroking his hair affectionately as the tremors of their mutual aftershocks began to subside. He slid out of John's throat and let the man nurse his cock more gently, sliding his hand into the back of John's neck as the sub stilled, releasing Rodney's cock and leaning a forehead into his hip. They stayed like that for a moment, stunned and breathing heavily, maybe basking a little. Rodney looked down at John in absolute wonder. Eventually, Rodney pulled John to his feet. Tucking himself away, he pressed his new sub to sit on the edge of the desk. He bent to massage the life back into John's knees and legs. Then he pulled out a hanky and opened John's fly, cleaning him up gently and carefully before he ended up with a damp patch on his uniform pants. John's expression was soft and spacey, and he clearly appreciated the aftercare. Rodney loved the intimacy of it. It wasn't sexual right now, but he recognized there was a possessiveness in him, a sense of claiming territory, and his sub clearly enjoyed the feeling. He zipped John away and ran soothing hands up John's arms and onto his shoulders, looking into his happy, slightly dopey eyes. "Do you kiss?" Rodney asked. John nodded, grinning at him like he'd just been offered some grand prize. Rodney fitted himself between John's legs and took the head that was tilted up to him with a happy, expectant, and slightly sultry look between his hands. "Just so we're clear, I feel strongly inclined to put a collar on you and keep you forever," he said, eliciting a gorgeous, happy sigh from John as he closed the distance between them and took John's lips in a hungry kiss. His tongue quickly claimed the delicious territory of John's mouth, territory John appeared more than happy to surrender. End of part one. Part two. Author's note. I imagine this to be an AU in which things are very sexually relaxed in Atlantis and in the SGC. So if these doofuses got caught having sex in places they shouldn't, it would mean red faces, not loss of job and jail. I am not endorsing this behaviour in real life, but it made for good porn. They have, of course, as responsible, experienced BDSM practitioners, explored and set out their limits before getting up to this nonsense. 2 weeks later. "So tell me," Rodney said as they headed back towards the quarters after an intentionally light dinner, "which is your favourite Danning Levant smut?" Rodney had learned a considerable amount about John in the last 2 weeks. There wasn't a millimetre of his body that Rodney's mouth and/or tongue had not explored. He discovered John was as sexually insatiable as himself and every bit as filthy and kinky. John was also a snuggler. Rodney was now the proud owner of his very own 6-foot teddy bear slash pet octopus slash weighted blanket. John was also as deeply sexually submissive as Rodney was sexually dominant, even though in their daily lives, John sucked at taking orders almost as much as Rodney sucked at giving them. So owner wasn't really far from the truth. John seemed set on being Rodney's long-term full-time sub. Not even a Nobel could top the thrill of that. There was a whole heap of other kinds of feelings that the two of them were still sorting out. And in between bouts of highly adventurous and experimentally kinky sex, there were sneak attacks of romance and tenderness. Another thing Rodney had discovered was one of John's biggest kinks was for sex in inappropriate places. Neither of them was overly bothered about don't ask, don't tell. The SGC in general had more of an enlightened attitude than most of the US military. But in the case of Atlantis, they had pragmatically concluded that it made sense for a remote base to be somewhat loaded with queers and not to care what they got up to as long as they did so safely. So John was not concerned whether people discovered if he was gay and kinky as fuck, but he did have a somewhat nebulous sense that he should be setting a good example as a leader, which made for some delicious erotic tension when they fucked discreetly in places they probably shouldn't. They had carefully explored their limits and boundaries around this. Neither of them would purposefully expose themselves to non-consenting eyes. But particularly for John, the idea of the humiliation of being caught in the act of a quick cover-up that entirely betrayed his activity was desperately arousing. It wouldn't get them into trouble, but it would be the talk of the base if they were caught. They had already stopped fucking in John's office because it was beginning to smell of sex. The supply room would have been a more reasonable location if John hadn't deposited semen down the side of a box of stationery supplies in a moment of involuntary disobedience that earned him a highly enjoyable, for both of them, spanking. One of their favourite, slightly less risky games was winding each other up in public. John looked carefully over his shoulder to make sure no one could hear him, and then he gave Rodney the sexiest grin ever. It's that short little fic in which Levant is Danning's owner and takes him up against the wall in the corridor of the SGC, he said. Rodney could tell John was already aroused just by talking about this so publicly. He could hear it in the sudden huskiness of his voice and the fact that the usually monosyllabic shepherd was suddenly speaking in full sentences was a sign he was already falling into submission. "And what do you like about it?" Rodney inquired, his cock staring partly at the memory of the story, partly at John's reactions and his own power over them. "So many things. The talk. Man, I need the talk. They could do all sorts of filthy things, but if it happens in silence, leaves me cold." "Go on," Rodney encouraged. He liked John like this a lot. "Total domination and control," John said. "Long as the sub loves it, the more owned he is, the more I like it." "Noted," Rodney said, hearing "the more owned I am" loud and clear. He was beginning to wonder where John's limit was on that, because the more control he negotiated for, the happier his sub was. He had never had a 24/7 DS relationship, never collared anyone permanently, but he could already see it happening here. "What else?" "Stuff you already know. Risk of discovery, not being allowed to come. I fucking love orgasm denial." This was true. John liked being teased beyond most subs' endurance, even if it occasionally led to stationery box-related mishaps in the absence of cages and cock rings. What John didn't know was Rodney was currently in the process of constructing a metal cage for him. If he could make it comfortable enough, it was going to be a big part of John's future. Rodney was good with metalwork, and in time the device would be a thing of beauty worthy of his perfect, amazing sub. The thought of keeping John in a cage was delicious to him, and he knew it would be to John too. "What else?" Rodney asked, enjoying the way they were turning each other on more and more whilst walking publicly through the city. They paused for a second while a couple of botanists walked past, but John started speaking low as soon as they were out of earshot. "Being used. Damn, that shouldn't be so hot, but it really does it for me. The idea of someone treating me I mean, treating the sub in the story, John corrected himself with heavy irony in his voice, like a fuck toy. Rodney registered the word and carefully made a mental note to play with that idea very soon. Noted, Major Fucktoy, he said with a chuckle. John made a low growl of pleasure in his throat that made Rodney want to shove him right up against the wall. God, John, I want to take you right here and now so that everyone can see what a perfect, desperate, slutty sub you are, he said, somewhat carried away by the tone of the conversation. Fuck, Rodney, John said, his voice suddenly rough, and that's just the right flavour of humiliation. You're so damn good at it, calling me names but making them sound like praise. The way you enjoy me hits all my buttons big time, and being made to talk, especially in public, so uncomfortable, is fucking delicious. Rodney was still getting used to how John changed the moment he started to fall into submission. He was the polar opposite of Major, emotionally repressed and uncommunicative. The knowledge that talking was still hard for him, but that he'd do it for his Dom anyway, God, that was hot. Anything else? Rodney asked, just to be a bastard. The rawness of it, a quick, hard fuck from behind. Levant just takes him, uses him to get off, and leaves him desperate. I like it when that happens. To me, was implied. God, Rodney was so hot for this man and pretty much gone on him too. Do you know the fic I mean? John asked belatedly. Know it? I wrote it, Rodney admitted with a chuckle. Fuck, that's hot, John said, sliding his hand in his pocket to adjust himself. Rodney, I want to do that for real. All the while they'd been talking, Rodney had been wondering if there was anywhere in Atlantis they could act out the fantasy in relative safety. And he realized there was. Come with me, boy, Rodney said. John's face broke into that beautiful, happy, mischievous grin that Rodney was quickly becoming addicted to. Oh, he was in big trouble here, more smitten than he'd ever felt. There was a particular corridor 3 levels down that only had traffic from the transporter to the larger meeting rooms. It should be relatively quiet in the evening. Rodney was still not about to push John up against a wall in a public corridor, but it had these alcoves, little dog legs that were out of view of the main drag, ending in a squared-off nook with a hard bench at the end, not comfortable enough to ever be used. It was just public enough to feel risky and exposing without there being much likelihood of them being discovered. What do you think? Rodney asked when they got there. Hell yeah, John said with a huge grin. You're perfect, Rodney said, sliding his arms around John and giving him a long, filthy kiss that John just melted into deliciously. Eventually, Rodney pulled back and immediately unfastened John's pants, turning him against the wall. Rodney arranged John with his palms against the cool surface, his forehead resting between them and his ass sticking out, ready for taking. Then he pulled John's pants and underwear down to his thighs. John was as malleable as clay in his hands, something Rodney would never get enough of. He couldn't wait to be inside John's perfect submissive body again. You look good this way, all ready for me to use, he said. And so trusting too, not even asking me what I'm going to do about lube, even though I told you earlier I didn't have any left. Rodney ran the tip of his thumb down the crack of John's ass and over his hole, and John moaned gently in deference to where they were. Rodney had already promised himself he would never tell John to be quiet because the man's abandoned, slutty noises were one of the best surprises about how he was in submission. When they were truly alone behind soundproof doors, John was a screamer and Rodney couldn't get enough of that. He pushed back against Rodney's thumb as if he was happy to take it dry. Listening for a beat to make sure there were no footsteps in the corridor, Rodney gave John's ass cheek a sharp slap. Just stay still and let me run this, he said. John sighed delightedly, and Rodney made a mental note to give him a long, hard spanking later, just for the fun of it. Rodney pressed his whole body against John's back, biting along his shoulder and then whispering in his ear, I'd like you to stay like this while I go get lube. I want you to feel exposed and vulnerable, but not move a muscle. Just wait with your hot, naked ass out ready for me to take. Yes, sir, John said, his voice full of delight and mischief. From Rodney's point of view, it didn't take long to grab some lube from the discreetly placed supply cupboard near the infirmary. But from John's perspective, it probably seemed like an eternity. As he entered the alcove, Rodney announced, "It's me," turning the corner to discover John just where he left him, his ass out, his body vibrating with a need to be fucked. There was moisture on the floor beneath his hard, leaking cock. Damn, he was gorgeous like this. "Oh, you've been so good for me," Rodney said, running his hands over John's back and trailing fingers down into his ass. "And how good do you look like that, a desperately slutty sub in his natural state, ready for cock and so in need of being used hard?" John just whined in response to Rodney's words, like a pet in want of attention. "Don't worry, pet, I'm going to give you what you need," he said, noticing the ripple of pleasure from John at his use of pet. He opened the lube and dripped some into John's crack, quickly sliding a finger inside of him. John pressed back against the finger, trying to take it deeper, and Rodney slapped his ass even harder this time. "You're to stay still and take it, understood?" Rodney said, his voice low. "You're just here for me to use. You don't get to wriggle around like a slut, and you won't get to come." He was using a close approximation to the words in the story. It was role play, but he was beginning to suspect John wanted it like this for real. "God, yes, Rodney, take me, use me," John whispered back, every bit as aroused by the scene as he promised to be. "Yeah, you desperate little slut. I'm going to use your ass for what it's meant to be used," Rodney murmured, working a second finger inside John and scissoring him open carefully but quickly. John was giving delicious little whimpering moans at the treatment, holding himself still but positively vibrating with the need to be taken hard. Rodney worked a third and then a fourth finger inside of him, rubbing at his prostate just enough to drive him wild. "Please, Rodney, I need your cock," John said in quiet desperation. "All in my own good time," Rodney said firmly, enjoying the soft whimpers of his sub as he fucked his fingers inside John's perfect heat. "This isn't about you," he lied. Rodney pulled his fingers out of John's ass eventually and pulled his pants down just enough to free himself. Lubing his cock, he pressed it against John's entrance. John sighed happily as Rodney pushed firmly inside his body. About halfway in, he could tell things got a little harder for his sub. John's breath was panting and the muscles in his ass tight. Rodney slowed but didn't stop. "Just take it, slut," Rodney said, his voice firm, as he continued to push against the resistance. John gave a low, throaty moan, and his body suddenly relaxed fully. Rodney slid inside him all the way to the hilt, his hips pressing against John's ass. He really couldn't get enough of being inside John. "Good boy," he was saying, and John hummed appreciatively. Pulling out of John all the way, he sank back in hard and fast, making John gasp. He repeated the move over and over, thrusting inside John with increasing strength until he was making John's whole body shake on every instroke and loving the way his sub just took it for him with soft, happy little sighs. "Yeah, you like it like that, don't you, slut? This ass needs regular pounding." "Yes, master," John said, and damn it, Rodney knew it was role play, but he liked being called master way too much. "Yeah, you want to be my pet, don't you? My permanent fuck toy." "Please, Rodney," John said, surprisingly earnest. He pulled John back a little further, adjusting the angle of thrust so he hit his sub's prostate dead on and proceeded to give him a ruthless fucking, eliciting an almost continual series of suppressed but delightful moans and gasps. "God, boy, I love owning you," he said, folding his body against John's and rutting into the man's fluttering heat until the sub was trembling and whimpering, desperate to come. "And you love being owned, don't you?" "Yeah," John murmured, "need this so bad." His voice was sincere, making Rodney wonder if this was more than just role play for him. "Wanna be your boy, Rodney, your pet." "God, John, you're perfect," Rodney said as the charge of the scene began to overwhelm him. He pressed his lips to the back of John's neck and then pulled back. "Only truly happy with a cock in your ass or your mouth, eh, slut?" he said, getting back into the role play. John hummed his assent. "Brace yourself, I need to use you hard," Rodney ordered. Giving another happy little noise, John locked his body ready to take his dom's cock, and Rodney rammed himself inside hard enough to make John whimper. He repeated the move, thrusting into John's body over and over while his desperately aroused sub gave the kind of pitiful moans that told Rodney he was having trouble holding on. Rodney was trying to delay his own climax so he could give John the hard fucking he deserved, but his own pleasure was snowballing inexorably. As his hips involuntarily increased their speed, his climax became impossible to hold off, making every part of him tremble and buzz with sexual static. He was beginning to make his own desperate little noises that matched his sub's. "Fuck, you're so good. Gonna come now, boy," he gasped finally as his cock began to pulse, and John sighed and whimpered deliciously. Rodney rocked his body against John's as the pleasure of an intense orgasm strung out into delicious aftershocks. His sub was wound delightfully tight, evidently on the brink of coming himself. Rodney draped himself around John for a while and basked in the control he had over his body, as well as the afterglow of the mind-blowing sex. No way was John going to let go without permission, even though he was almost shaking from the intensity of holding on. "You really, really want to come, don't you?" he whispered in John's ear. John gulped and nodded, as if saying it aloud would push him over the edge. Rodney stayed right where he was, torn between desperately needing to see his sub come apart and playing out the scene as it went in the story, in which Danning was left right on the brink. Just like in the story, he finally slid his softening cock out of John's ass and slid his fingers inside John to tease him some more. He pressed on the sub's prostate, making him whimper again desperately, his legs beginning to tremble. Such a good boy for me. Such a disciplined sub. Rodney backed away finally, pulling out his hanky and cleaning them both up. He pulled John away from the wall and held him, pulling his pants up, but leaving them undone, his cock still out. John probably wouldn't be able to cope with his cock being touched right now. Rodney guided him to the hard bench at the end of the alcove, getting him to sit with his legs out to the side and lean against Rodney's chest. He wrapped his arms around John's torso and held him tight. "You're perfect," Rodney said. "That was so fucking hot, John." John turned and nuzzled into Rodney's neck. "So much hotter even than what you wrote," John said. "All my fantasies come true and then some." "I wasn't sure, if I'm honest, when we were role-playing and when it was us. Stuff came out of my mouth. I wouldn't usually talk like that to a new sub, but it felt right between us." "Yeah," John said. "I liked it. I loved it. I want it like that. Even when I call you boy and pet and slut. Even when I talked about owning and using you." Rodney couldn't fail to see the way John's cock twitched as he spoke. "Especially then," John said a little breathlessly, squirming in Rodney's arms. Rodney could feel his body responding again to John's arousal. "I want to be your plaything, your pet, your slut, your boy." He said it almost sweetly, and it was quite possibly the most romantic thing Rodney had ever heard. They heard voices in the corridor finally, and John reached for his fly. "Don't." Rodney was firm, and John gave a delicious little moan. Rodney knew he would safe word if he didn't want it, but having him lying there with his hard cock out while people walked by, unaware of their presence, was just too delicious to pass up. The footsteps got louder, and voices began to echo into their little nook, and it gave them both a thrill. Rodney reached for John's cock and began to stroke it, making him silently arch and squirm beautifully as the voices went past and started to fade. He let go of John again. "God, I'm hard again." Rodney didn't usually have this kind of recovery, but he was every kind of hot for John Shepherd. John turned in his arms and gave him a long, filthy kiss until Rodney's brain had short-circuited enough to find himself desperate to be inside John again. There must have been a meeting going on because the corridor was suddenly busy, voices travelling down from the transporter. At this point, though, it just added to both their arousal. "Want you on my cock now," Rodney whispered softly in John's ear as another set of voices grew nearer. He pulled John to his feet and took his pants and underwear all the way off, making the sub's eyes widen but his cock jump. Then Rodney pulled his own pants and underwear down around his thighs and sat back down on the bench. He made John kneel with his legs either side of Rodney's lap, facing away and towards the corridor, leaving him completely exposed. Rodney quickly lubed up his cock and guided it into John's ass, pulling the man down onto him just as the voices walked past. He could hear John's heart thudding wildly as the sub squirmed back happily onto Rodney's cock. "You can come when I do, but not before," Rodney said softly into John's ear, and John sighed quietly and happily, wriggling some more in Rodney's lap. He began to rock his body against his dom's, but Rodney held him fast. "No rush," he said, as another set of voices began to grow louder in the corridor, and John's heart began to thud again. As the voices neared, Rodney began to unbutton John's shirt, sliding it off his shoulders and freeing his arms so he was naked and fully on view to anyone who came into the alcove. His own cock hard and leaking and on show, and another man's cock deep in his ass. If someone turned into the alcove, he'd have time to cover himself with his hands, but not much else. Rodney moved his hands over John's body as the voices passed and John collapsed back into his dom's embrace. Rodney moved his right hand to pinch at John's nipples viciously, while his left began to lazily stroke John's cock. John was once again shaking with the need to come, but entirely surrendered to his dom's control. The way his body heaved and trembled in Rodney's arms was incredible. "So beautiful," Rodney whispered when he was sure there was no one near. "Your submission, your sexuality, your neediness is stunning to witness." John pushed back into his arms. "Feel so good with you, Rodney. God, you push me so hard, and I want it all good because I'm not going to stop pushing," Rodney said, and John gave a desperate, happy little moan at that, squirming on Rodney's cock deliciously. The voices and footsteps in the corridor had fallen silent. Sliding his hands down John's body, Rodney took a bruising, two-handed grip on John's hips. "Gonna fuck you now, and I want you to work for it, okay?" John gave a small noise of desperation in the back of his throat and then used his leg muscles to lift himself off Rodney's cock and push himself back onto it with a delicious sigh. Rodney began rocking his hips in counter-thrust, pulling John hard onto his cock. Within minutes, they had a fierce rhythm going between them. John's body slamming itself back into Rodney's with a series of audible slaps that could probably be heard in the empty corridor. Both of them were grunting quietly and trying not to moan louder. If someone turned up now, imagine what they'd see. Major John Shepherd naked and desperate and fucking himself on my cock. Rodney's voice was low. John couldn't help but moan quietly in pleasure at his words. "God, you perfect submissive little slut." Another set of voices emerged from the transporter. Rodney instantly steeled John's body against his, holding it tight to him and rocking John on his cock. He was as desperately close to the edge as his sub was by now. He pulled John's head back so it rested on his shoulder and whispered oh so quietly in John's ear, "We're going to come just as they're walking past, okay?" John gave a tiny strangled sound in his throat and nodded. Keeping his left hand holding hard to John's hip, Rodney continued to rock John's body in his lap as his right hand started to wander over the sub's body, starting by giving those sensitive nipples his vicious attention and making his sub arch his body desperately, squirming on his cock. He then slid his hand upwards, over John's bared throat, and up to his parted lips, fucking his fingers deep into John's mouth. John sucked on them desperately, as if they were anchoring him. As the voices grew nearer, Rodney moved the spittle-soaked digits to wrap around John's cock and jerk it with hard, deliberate strokes as his own cock rocked inside John's quietly writhing body. The unidentifiable men's voices got closer and closer. He imagined what it would be like for their staff to catch them like this, excruciating and humiliating, especially for John, with his debauched body fully on show, writhing wantonly in Rodney's lap. He didn't want them to be caught, and neither did John, but that didn't change how the fear of it added to their arousal. Rodney had been doing this long enough to know how close different kinds of arousal could be, and carefully playing on that knife edge was his favourite game. As the unknown men drew close to the entrance of their alcove, the quality of the voices changed, sounded nearer, sounded as if they might turn and discover the filthy little scene playing out so close by. Rodney stilled their bodies, pulling John down hard onto his desperate cock, his heart thudding as loudly as John's as he allowed his fear to drive his arousal and build to a climax. He tightened his grip on John's cock and softly whispered, "Now, pet," in his sub's ear and watched his sub quietly and beautifully unravel in his lap. Rodney moved his hand up his sub's cock, wrapping it around the head to draw out John's pleasure as it pulsed into his hand. His sub's body arched and shook, and his ass spasmed hard around Rodney's cock, pushing him finally over the edge into a shattering climax. Rodney sank his teeth into John's shoulder to keep himself from crying out as his sub continued to buck and squirm with abandon on his cock as it pulsed and pulsed inside his sub's body. "My perfect, delicious, filthy slut," Rodney whispered into John's ear as the voices began to fade. John began to softly moan and whimper as Rodney milked the last of his pleasure from him. He continued to slowly rock inside John's body, his own pleasure plateauing for a long time before finally ebbing. Eventually, their bodies stilled and John melted against Rodney, his head still on Rodney's shoulder. Rodney brought his hand to John's mouth and John lazily and sensually licked the cum from it. And then he turned and shared the taste with Rodney in a long, intense kiss. "Are you okay?" Rodney asked eventually when the sensual come down slowly morphed into a somewhat clingy, not that he minded, a cuddle. That was incredible, but seriously intense. "God, yeah," John said, nuzzling into his neck. "I want this forever, Rodney. I want to be the one sucking you off in the nursing home and trying not to get caught by the nurses." "And they say romance is dead," Rodney said with a chuckle, even though he was moved by John's words. "I'm going to find you a collar," he said. "I know you can't wear it, but I want you to have one. And if I could, I'd keep it on you 24/7 and make you mine." John slipped to his knees at Rodney's feet and grabbed the cum-stained hanky from the bench beside them. He carefully wiped himself and Rodney clean with it, tucking Rodney away and putting him back together, but leaving himself naked but for the dog tags around his neck. He twisted the hanky into a rope and held it up to Rodney, his face expectant, a mixture of amusement and solemnity. "How oddly appropriate," Rodney chuckled, but then he gave John a more serious, loving look and petted his hair as he tied the cum-stained handkerchief around John's neck and leaned forward to give him a soft kiss. "I dare you to wear that all the way back to my quarters," he said. "Where, by the way, I intend to celebrate this union by giving you the best spanking you ever had and then keeping you naked and collared till the senior staff meeting tomorrow, barring unforeseen emergencies." "Deal," John said, flashing Rodney one of his most devastating smiles. And to be fair, Colonel Danning and Dr. Levant have been getting up to filth together for going on 8 years now. Everyone knows it, no one cares, so we have illustrious footsteps to follow in. Or indeed to outmatch and outclass, John retorted confidently. The end.